The only time he felt good was when she was in his arms. He slid his hand under her t-shirt, loving the softness of her skin, the way her belly trembled when he touched her there.
"Let me see you,"
he said. She did, resting her back against the steering wheel. He shifted, reaching down to push the seat all the way back, giving them room before lifting her t-shirt.
"Nice bra,"
he said, smiling up at her as he fingered the see-through silk and lace and the soft flesh rising above it. She had great tits, dusky nipples visible through the fabric. His dick pounded against the denim of his jeans, demanding release. Yeah, soon. He couldn't wait to be inside her. Had waited 2 damn years for this night. He could already imagine how tight she'd feel, how wet, how good it was going to be to come up inside her. She dripped her lids partway down and tilted her head to the side. "I bought it for you." He cupped his hands behind her back and brought her forward, placing his lips over her bra, feeling her nipples harden through the material. He pulled the cups down and put his mouth over one bud, needing to taste her. She threw her head back and tightened her hold on his shoulder. Teresa loved having her nipples sucked, and goddamn did he love putting his mouth on them.
"Yes,"
she whispered, her voice hoarse and broken as she pulled her nipple between his lips.
"Harder, AJ."
He sucked her nipple, then bit lightly with his teeth. She cried out and tangled her fingers in his hair, dragging her gaze to his.
"Are you going to fuck me tonight?"
He nearly shot off right then. The thought of burying his cock inside her, slamming his balls tight against his body.
"Yes, I'm going to fuck you. We've done every damn thing together except me being inside you, Teresa."
And he'd loved doing all those things with her. Good girl though she was, Teresa was an explorer when it came to sex. There was nothing she wasn't willing to try, and if it wasn't for him holding out, they'd have fucked already. But he wanted to wait until she was 18, until she was an adult, at least technically. He wanted her to be sure this was what she wanted. But yeah, they'd done everything else. She had the mouth of a goddess and went down on him damn near every time they were together. He'd jacked off many times, remembering the feel of her hot, wet mouth surrounding him, taking him in, all the way to the back of her throat, until he exploded. And he did the same to her, licking and sucking her pussy and clit. He loved the way she responded, climbing the walls and screaming out when she came, with his fingers pumping inside her, feeling how hot and wet she was, and knowing how goddamn good it was going to be when he fucked her. She kissed him, surged against him, her panties wet, moistening the crotch of his jeans. He gritted his teeth and buried his face against her neck, breathing in the sweet, cleansing innocence of her, the innocence he was about to take. He swept his hands over her ass and started to lift her skirt.
"I know. I've been waiting for this for so long. I've waited for you for so long, AJ. We're going to be together forever."
His hand stilled. Forever. God, he wanted that so much. Could see himself with Teresa for the rest of his life. She was everything he'd ever wanted. But that was him being selfish, wanting what was best for him, Teresa by his side. What about what was best for her? He'd just gotten hooked up with the Southside crew stealing and chopping cars. He'd been lucky to get the gig. Great money. And soon enough he'd be out of his stepfather's reach. He could get his own place. A place for him and Teresa. Yeah, she could live with the criminal. Great life for her. And what would her brother Joey, his best friend, say about that? Joey would kick his ass if he knew, and AJ would deserve it. What did he really have to offer her? He could take her virginity, and then what? Invite her to shack up with a high school dropout who stole cars for a living? He was almost 19 and going nowhere fast except down the road to hell. He wouldn't take Teresa with him. He smoothed her skirt down and lifted her off his lap, breathing in and out, slow and easy, trying to calm the hunger that pounded through his blood. Teresa laid her hand on his arm.
"AJ? What's wrong? Why did you stop?"
"Pull your clothes together, Teresa."
He couldn't even look at her. At the ripe nipples.